Welcome back. In this episode of CMO Spotlight, we have a conversation with Dane Stausing, the director of the Police Academy at CMO. Go ahead and introduce yourself if you don't mind.
My name is Dane Stausing. I'm a captain with the University Police and then the director of the Police Academy.
Okay, welcome in.
Welcome. Thank you.
I guess my first question is what kind of led you to this position?
I've been in law enforcement for almost 30 years. And I kind of got out of it, retired after a little over 20-something to teach criminal justice at the Career and Technology Center here in Cape.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for about 6 years. And then this opening came up at the academy, and I got a call about, you know, if I was interested in it, and I was. So I applied, and I got the position. And that's one thing from the law enforcement to teaching it. It's just been something I like to do to show the new recruits and newer officers, you know, show them the knowledge and try to train them as best as we can, because it is getting so more dangerous out on the streets than it was when I first started.
Do you think that having that field and actual career experience really enriches their kind of learning environment?
I do. And I think they actually pay more attention to you. You know, I think some of them, you know, if they think just someone's, again, kind of like, oh, here's a bunch of PowerPoints, or you're going to learn off of it, here's this.
Right.
Okay, I can teach them that. But then they learn it, you know, hear about a real experience, how it's actually really done, how, and you can show them anything from evidence work to interrogations to anything like that. And they actually then can be interested more and actually see how they're going to use what they're learning, actually, than just getting it and just keeping it in their head.
Mm-hmm. I know the university has a really big emphasis on that applied learning. What kind of hands-on learning can they expect from the program?
We do quite a bit. Like this week, actually, they're doing first responder training, which is kind of nice because they're starting to put in kind of more of a combat medic part of it, too. So the students are learning anything from the basic on, you know, stopping a wound, you know, a bleeding wound, to mm-hmm. CPR. To what's called now stop the bleed on using tourniquets and packing a wound. We do, you know, hands-on with actual driving. We went down to the airport last week, and the cadets were driving around, you know, around cones and everything. They had a lot of fun. All the firearms from handgun, shotgun, patrol rifle,
mm-hmm.
Defense tactics. We do a lot of that. We have some simulators at the academy, some firearm ones and driving, so they can use those also. And then we even have like some DWI stuff. They come in and practice, you know, DWIs, room clearing, traffic stops, all kinds of different things. So they actually get out and get to do quite a bit besides just being in the classroom.
That's awesome. So what kind of led you towards your career in law?
I had actually grown up wanting to be a fireman, actually. I lived just about 45 minutes from St. Louis, and I was going to go to St. Louis and be a fireman. And then, actually, my brother's best friend killed himself due to drugs. And after that, I decided, nope, I was going to be a cop and try to get drugs off the street as much as I could. And so that's what led me to it. I went to a community college from back home, got my associate's degree there in criminal justice, transferred down to CMO because my parents were originally from Cape and had family down here. So I came down here, and then I just, you know, joined the police academy down here also, because at the time Dr. Brown was the head of the criminal justice department, and so, but he was also running the police academy. So he told me about the police academy and said, you know, you really need to do this. So I went ahead and did, and here I am 30 years later.
I always love to hear stories about why people are inspired to do the things that they do. So you mentioned your work in trying to get drugs off the street. What's that process like?
Experience. A lot of it comes from when I first started. I really didn't know much. You know, I knew what it was, of course, but I didn't know how to get it. The first time I ever got methamphetamine, it's not like you see now where it's like a real white kind of clear crystal. The stuff, the first meth I ever got off the streets was brown, you know. And so, and that was just, again, that long ago. That's how they made it. And it sounds bad, but if it was brown or kind of dark color, it was bad. It wasn't as pure.
Right.
Now, if it's like that white more, it's pure. And so so just did that. And a couple guys, when I started at Cape City years ago, kind of took me under their wing and showed me a lot of the drug stuff and what I needed to do. So I followed them and learned a lot from them, too. So just that experience and stopping cars, making contact with people, being able to talk, that's a big mm-hmm. thing. Again, that doesn't matter if it's 30 years ago or now. If as an officer, you got to know how to talk to anybody. If it's from trying to get drugs off somebody or a vehicle stop or a domestic or someone that's emotionally disturbed, you got to know how to talk to people.
That would be, I think, the most interesting part to me is the kind of social skills that are required.
Yes, you have
and
to.
And especially in these, like, de-escalation scenarios.
Right, and that's, you know, Missouri Post, which is the state standards of training for law enforcement, they've started doing that more on the de-escalation, implicit bias, racial profiling. They're mm-hmm. kind of combining all that because there is so much out there now, and we are dealing with so many more emotionally disturbed people that aren't, you know, they're not committing crimes, but we're actually having to deal with them. And then once we, you know, approach them, it can, you know, make that situation worse, or it can make it better, just depending. And it all comes back on how you can talk to people.
I was going to ask, as specifically as the new head, what are some of the goals you have in mind for the program?
Some major goals, again, obviously to, you know, get the best recruits out there we can, get them the best training. I've brought in a lot of really good instructors, and some have, you know, stayed that was here also, but I brought in some more too, so the students can have more variety of instructors, ones with a lot of experience. So I'm wanting to do that. And then two, one big thing that we're wanting to do is continuing ed for law enforcement. We have to have 24 hours a year required by the state for continuing education. And so Southeast Missouri doesn't offer a lot of that. And when we have to go for training, you hear of officers going to St. Louis, Springfield, other states even sometimes for training, when we could be doing it right here. We have a police academy. Why can't we do it here?
Right.
So we're trying to get it where we're developing a lot more what's called CLE, but basically continuing education hours and classes, so local law enforcement can stay local and not have to travel as far to go somewhere for training.
Some of the laws that might be different in, say, like Illinois or somewhere else.
Yeah, and that's one issue, you know, when you do send someone over there, because they do the same thing too. You know, they'll send the next police academy class, actually the next class that's starting in January. I have one guy from Tennessee and one guy from Chicago that's yeah. actually coming down. The one from Chicago is wanting to stay in the area. The one from Tennessee is actually going back to Tennessee once he gets it, but we're actually closer than any academies in Tennessee. And Tennessee recognizes Missouri's post-training, so he can come here, get training, and then go back to Tennessee and work.
That's mm-hmm. super interesting. I do always like to open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything about the academy, about your experience, that you'd just like to note or talk about?
Just that the main thing is getting these cadets what they need, the hands-on. I had a meeting earlier today with some higher-ups, and that's one thing we were talking about it from these other agencies, is getting them more hands-on training, you know, not just... Again, not just book or, you know, death by PowerPoint, as they call it, you know.
Yeah.
Get them the training they need first by the lecturing and all that, yes, obviously, but then going to that next step and doing the hands-on from, again, the defense tactics, the talking, you know, with our simulators, even though they're called firearm simulators, you can learn so much in those on how to talk to people. Coming from the CTC, I had high schoolers, so they're... It wasn't as much teaching them of when to shoot or not shoot. It was more getting them to talk to people, because a lot of the high schoolers nowadays, they don't want to talk.
No, they
you
don't.
Know? So trying to get them to talk and do that. So getting them the best hands-on training that they can and the opportunities from the training for, like I was saying, about continuing education for officers already. And then also, too, for officers to find jobs. Right now we have 26 cadets in the class. 25 of the 26 are spoken for, meaning they basically already have a job at an agency. And I have other agencies contact me wanting to come and try to recruit our officers. We've got a good reputation for that from over the years.
Yeah.
Baldwin Police Department up in St. Louis, they actually called me yesterday wanting to come down once the academy class starts and try to recruit some officers. So we do get a lot of that, and we get them from St. Louis. Overland Park up by Kansas City contacted me about a month ago about coming and talking to some recruits. St. Louis County has come down, and then other agencies from the north area that come down, even down here to get our recruits, just because I'm glad to say it, but we do have good recruits that we turn out. So
right.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm way out of time for today. So
no problem.
Thank you so much for coming in the studio with me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of CMO Spotlight. I'm Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.